Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Larry Richard Unfiltered with Jim Krenn, Sheila Hyland, episode 25, and we are emanating from 23rd and Vine, East Carson Street. That's Pittsburgh's Bourbon Street near the Birmingham Bridge on the south side. We are recording this podcast on St. Patrick's Day, so I'm curious. Let's start with you, Sheila. Do you have any Irish heritage or background?
Actually, yes, and I just first want to say that neither of you are wearing green.
I'm wearing a
blue green, but
I couldn't find anything green.
Okay. I tried. That's a really sorry excuse.
I know it is.
But so growing up, I thought I was 100% Irish. That's what my parents led us to believe. And my dad was a redhead.
Yeah.
And we took St. Patrick's Day very seriously. In fact, you would get pinched on St. Patrick's Day growing up in my household if you did not wear green.
Really?
Yeah. I looked this up. So here's the reason. Because leprechauns are invisible unless you're wearing green, or there's something along those lines. Yeah. So if you wear green, if you wear green, you're invisible to the leprechauns,
and they won't come
up and pinch you. But anyway, so yeah, you had to wear green.
Wait a second.
Yes.
Leprechauns pinch you?
You become invisible to leprechauns if you're wearing green, so that they won't pinch you. Because apparently, leprechauns are known for pinching.
Okay, and this is a family thing?
This is just in your household? No, it's an Irish thing.
Oh, okay. I thought it was like you made up the family.
But we took it seriously in our household. And when I moved to Pittsburgh, no one knew about the whole pinching.
No, I didn't hear
the
pinching.
I never heard of pinching.
So I stopped going around pinching people because I found it wasn't politically correct.
Well, now that's
correct.
A whole different level.
I'm thinking that your family may have told you.
So just remember, you could get pinched by a leprechaun if you're not wearing green on St. Patrick's Day.
And you wouldn't know it. They're invisible. I know.
But going back to the whole ancestry thing.
Yeah, yeah.
So I thought I was 100% Irish.
Turns out, no, I didn't do the
Oh, you did one of those.
I didn't, but my dad went back and looked at our lineage, and it turns out we are Irish and Scottish and English and Frieslander, whatever that is.
You're a Frieslander.
And even a little bit of maybe Native American. Like, so I'm a mutt, basically.
We should do that DNA thing on the air.
That's a great
idea. Open up like whenever, because Mark Eddy, when I was in Los Angeles, he didn't know. Like, he has this thing where he's Italian, and you know, and the whole family's Italian, and they're dominating Italian. He finds out, he goes, "Oh my God!" Like, what? He opened it when I was there. I'm Greek. Who really? Because I'm Greek. I'm more Greek than Italian. It's like, I'm 30% Greek and
I'll tell you what,
which is cool, cause, you know,
that's a great idea. We should do that.
Yeah, we'll find out who we are.
We definitely need to. We'll find out who we are.
I'm
Polish
and Italian,
really want to know who I am.
I'd love to know who I am.
Right.
Now, I had my dad's mom was 100% Irish.
Okay.
Oh, wow. Maiden name Dooley. Dooley and O'Neill's, North Side, Manchester, came from the county Cork in Ireland. Cool. And I got to take my dad there, and he wasn't a real emotional guy, but there was a moment where he thought, this is pretty cool, but we never found our people. Even though we were in a thatched pub, Murphy's Pub, in the county Cork, and the guy that owned the place said, "Are you the American presenter?" That's what they talk about people on radio.
The presenter.
The people we were with said, oh, he's on the radio in America, the world's first radio station, KDK. And he said, where are you from? And I said, I live in Wexford. He goes,
he didn't know.
So am I.
What?
And I'm like, yeah, there's a Wexford.
Oh, so we're Wexford in Ireland.
Ireland.
Really? In the county. I didn't know that.
I wonder if there's a Blonox there, too. Right?
There is, if you look, Etna.
No.
Mount Etna.
That's so cool. Oh,
yeah, there's, and
so
then
are
I started.
All Irish formed communities here,
oh my God,
in Pittsburgh?
Yeah. So I realized, okay, it makes sense. A lot of Irish came here because they were finding work.
Okay.
In the mills and the mines.
That's cool.
And they were instrumental in naming some of the places.
That's so cool.
Who knew?
So I had no idea.
I went to Clarion, and there's a nearby little town called Sligo. And I'm like,
huh,
where would they come up with a Sligo?
Right.
There's one in Ireland.
And I bet they know about pinching leprechauns
Sligo. I know. That's
I bet
old
they do.
News over there. you know, it's interesting. I was in Dublin once, and the pubs are all like living rooms. Do you notice that? Like the pubs, and they close kind of early, like midnight, not at 2. They have hotel bars that are open until 2. The pubs are all, and I remember asking, because they're very welcoming. The Irish people are very warm, very, you know, really kind people. So, and they love, as soon as they hear your American accent, they, where are you from, American? They start talking to them. I said, why is it that every pub is like a living? Says, the guy said this. I don't know. He said, because they don't drink at home. Says, we don't drink in the beer in the house. We don't keep it in our home, so we'd like to come here and they make it like a home kind of vibe. That's what he said. He said Irish people, mainly in Dublin, don't like to drink at home.
Really?
They don't keep much at home. They like to come to the pub and they have it like a living room vibe. That's what he said.
And you may be going back to Ireland.
I hope so. Yeah, for a comedy fest, possibly, with a comedian I met, David Neely.
How about that? Speaking of, there's this old school Irish comedian named Hal Roach.
Oh, you're telling me.
And he was a one-liner guy, almost like the Rodney Dangerfield of Ireland. And I remember, it's funny how I couldn't tell you what I had for breakfast yesterday, but he had these one-liners, and he asked the priest, is it true, from dust you come, to dust you shall return? He said, absolutely, my son. He said, well, Father, somebody's coming or going, because I see underneath the pew here, it's a... You'll have to think about it. It'll write it down.
But isn't the most beautiful place, the Dublin, or Ireland? You fly in, it's like 50 shades of green. Or
yeah, they say
greens.
That, and you're like, how many shades? And then you get there, you go, oh, yeah.
They're right. It's beautiful.
I get
it's stunning. But I highly recommend the vacation.
So one other Irish story, and then we'll move on, and that's my grandmother's father, Bill, a short little guy. He lived to be 100. Now, you talk about the fighting Irish. We were afraid of him when we'd visit my grandparents, because he lived with them for a while. He sat in a huge oversized chair, and his feet didn't even touch the ground.
Wow.
And he was kind of in the dark. They'd say, go in and say hi to Pops. And you'd be like, oh, my
God.
Nervous.
Yes.
Yeah. Right?
I'm nervous hearing about
it. So, true story, as God is my witness, my dad said, Pops died.
Oh,
I said, oh, that's sad. Yeah. You know, he's 100, but you figure through
century.
What they've lived through then even,
yes.
I mean, that's saying
that's,
something.
That's
right?
Living.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Hard living.
I said, nobody ever asks when you're 100, when you die, what you die of.
True. They just give you, hey.
Right?
Yeah.
Live if someone
life.
Dies at 100, no
You'd
one
know.
Ever says.
You hit 100, you're again. Doesn't matter.
He passed at 100.
To get hit by a bus, doesn't matter. But how did he pass?
He was in hospital.
Oh.
And he had a roommate. And they got into an argument.
Get out of here.
And
did the roommate
he died in a fight
hit him,
kill him?
With a bedpan
no
what? Bong on the head and gave him an aneurysm and he died.
Sorry Pops it's kind of
Jimmy doesn't
my god
care.
It's too much. I mean he hit him with a bedpan. What a way to go at 100 though.
And I go, Dad, that can't be true. And he goes,
oh my god.
He goes, it's 100% true. He goes, I asked the hospital people.
Yeah.
He got into a fight.
What was a fight?
And did they jail the other guy that was probably 98?
I don't have any recollection
life,
of that.
You know what, though? From now on, I'm going to ask.
What?
How did they die?
When
they hit 100.
The next time, that's
did
like...
Did they get hit with a bedpan?
That's the coolest story. Though. What a way to go. If you're going to make 100, I want to hit with a bedpan and go.
That's a way to go out fighting.
Hell yeah, man.
I interviewed a woman, Lucy Trecasey, who was 112.
Oh, whoa. Okay.
Cabot, Pennsylvania. And I asked her, what's the natural question? What do you do?
What do you do?
How do you what's live so long?
Yeah. Yeah. What's your secret? She goes, she thought about it for a second. She goes, I drink beer. And I'm thinking, there are going to be a lot of people happy to hear Lucy's.
My great-grandmother made it to 102, Mary Wesolowski. She used to drink a big
shot
glass of wine. Every
Boilermaker.
Every night, little Boilermaker. Watch Steeler fan, big Bruno fan. She'd eat like cheeseburgers and hot dogs and every crappy food thing and lived 102, man.
There's a factor pretty that's cool. Genetic, so.
Yeah.
She would play.
Genetics
plays a
role,
sharp,
for
too.
Sure.
I mean, to 102. Like, mm-hmm. sharp. Like, she could play. I'd go to bingo with her. She's like 100 at this time. She'd play 16 cards. 16. And I'd have one or two. And I'd miss a number. She'd catch it. She goes, there you go. I'm like, how'd you do that? Amazing.
That's actually funny.
It's cool, right?
Yeah. So whatever you are, we think we should do an ancestry check.
Let's do that.
Okay.
I love it.
But be careful. It can reveal fun. Things.
Well, like Mark had to call.
Oh, dear God.
No one believed it. Though. His parents said, nah, get out of here. We're Italian.
Dad, yeah, but you're really the, not my father after all.
The mailman somewhere. Well,
it could be that.
The milkman, whatever it was.
I know some people that all five children did that, and then they found out one of the sisters wasn't really a sister.
Oh, really?
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, wow. Interesting. Yeah, a lot of things can happen.
But that's, I hope the parents had passed by that time.
God,
they
it's like
did.
A Jerry Springer okay. episode
yeah.
now.
But you
people.
Can't. Yeah, you got to do tests. But there's a show on PBS. I forget the guy who hosts it, where he does this with celebrities. Have you seen this?
No.
I've heard about this. Yeah.
And it's
yeah.
really cool. Jimmy, so they had Bernie Sanders.
Okay.
And Larry David on the show.
Mm-hmm.
But it turned out in the end that they were related.
What?
And I remember, did hear this. I thought it was a joke.
No, it's not a joke.
That's amazing.
I saw the episode.
That's hysterical.
I'm like, come on. Bernie Sanders. And you know, Larry David used to
that's
imitate
the impression
yes,
on
SNL.
Saturday
Night
Live.
Yeah.
Bernie Sanders. And
so they had no idea that you're
they were related this. And wow. they separated them so you didn't know. And when they wanted the reaction of each of them,
right?
And their first reaction was no.
I don't, yeah, so, wouldn't it be weird?
We got to be careful with this.
So cool. Now they're best buds. Oh yeah, we could be related. Yeah, the three be. Of us. Who knows?
Who
knows?
I think we are.
That would explain a lot of things.
It would.
So
yeah.
Jimmy has done some massive research.
I have.
And when we come back,
do some would you rather.
Give us a
maybe.
Tease.
Would you rather be 10 feet tall or 9 inches tall?
Ooh.
So the rest of your life.
Probing question. No other podcast.
For the rest of your life.
Will offer you this kind of insight. Larry Richard Unfiltered with Jim Gren, Sheila Hyland, episode 25. Larry Richard Unfiltered with Jim Gren, Sheila Hyland, episode 25. Jim left us. Something to ponder, Sheila. Would you rather be 10 feet tall or nine
inches tall? Yeah, the game would you rather. Now, you have to take it serious. Like, for instance, this is like forever. So you have to think about this. Like, this is how it would be. Your life would be. So you're deciding to think about this. It's like really would be. So for the rest of your life, if you had to choose one, you have to choose one or the other. You can't be. So would you rather live the rest of your life 10 feet tall or 9 inches tall?
So in other words, you either stomp on people or you get stomped on.
Well, you're going to
Is that how gonna, you look at
that's
it?
That's how
Sheila?
I look at it. Oh,
really?
Are you going to analyze me? Psychoanalyze me?
I don't know, but if I'm 9 inches tall, I'm kind of crafty. You don't see me. I come in and out of parties.
Uh-huh.
I grab food, run.
Yes.
You're like a leprechaun.
I'm like a leprechaun. I'm like a leprechaun.
Yeah, you could pinch people.
I'd be in a hospital a lot.
We have with us today the world's smallest
he's
exorcist.
He's 100 to get eaten by a dog with a 9 inches tall. 9 inches, though, well.
9 inches, that's tiny.
No, I take that back. I don't want to be 9 inches.
But you want to be.
It wouldn't be that. I'd be lonely. No one wants. Who wants to hang out with a 9-inch guy?
Nobody. Well, Sheila.
Don't look at me.
I mean, 10, right? I mean, geez. I mean,
does size matter?
My whole body.
Here's the better question.
My whole body, 9 inches.
Will there be other people
no.
on Earth
no.
your size?
No, no.
Okay, well then that
I'm the only
9-incher. Then that's a problem.
I was thinking it was cool at first. You trained me over. I'm
not getting any if you're.
I'm not kidding. I'm lonely. I'm a lonely 9-inch guy. I'm a lonely 6-foot guy. I'd be lonelier as 9-inch guy. 10 feet.
That
guy.
Went over his head, by the way.
I did. 10 feet guy.
I got it.
10 feet, you play basketball or something, right?
Yeah, I'm going to say. So pick one.
I'm going 10 feet.
It sounds, yeah.
How about you, though?
Three tens.
Oh, my God. Are you going 10 feet?
you know.
You don't want to be.
I think as a woman, as I don't want to be 10 feet tall.
There you go. You're a cute little nine.
I want to be cute.
Nine little. Inches. Oh, yes. My God. That'd be great. You're right.
Well, well Sheila, we could do this.
You'd be so popular.
Sheila would be doing standing on this
you'd
table.
Have your own show.
You know what? That's the thing. I could have my own show.
You have everything.
I'd be this weird attraction.
I wear Barbie clothes.
Time and you know, be part of the Barnum and Bailey circus.
Ladies and gentlemen, the 9-inch woman.
But you could wear Barbie's clothes and
I
all
could.
That stuff.
Right? Sheila only Barbie's body, though.
You'd have her. You'd be able to drive a little van.
Okay,
and thing.
I'm 9 inches.
9 inches.
Then.
I'm all right. 10 feet.
I'm a little surprised.
10
yeah,
feet.
10 feet.
Two power forwards.
Yeah. We'd have to be.
I couldn't hang around you, though, if you were 10 feet tall. You, again, you could.
We'd carry in our shirt pocket.
I'd be like a big Shaq, a little bigger than Shaq.
All right, what else you got?
Oh, it's all kind of good
wait,
stuff here.
Jim, you didn't tell us.
What?
Yeah, he said 10.
I'm going 10. Oh, yeah, I'm a powerful.
You couldn't hear him. You're too small.
I'm going center, 10.
I was hiding under the
table. All
right,
would you rather sniff butts like a dog when you meet someone, every time you meet someone, or eat dog food for dinner every night? That's your choice for life. For life. You'd have to eat dog food for dinner every night.
I'm sniffing. There's no question.
I'm sniffing, too. I don't know about this.
I'm not eating feces.
Think about it. But you got to, when you meet someone, everyone, you got to sniff their butt.
Well, you could do it.
I guess
you'd be clandestine about it.
Like,
I mean, you know, just
like this kind of like,
yeah, just like
rock back and forth.
I dropped a piece of
like a dog.
Paper there.
Yeah, I guess.
But if you're only 9 inches tall, you're kind of
you're no longer
sniffing anyway.
You're right. Back to normal. But eat dog food for dinner every night. I've seen dog food commercials. It looks pretty good. Some of the foods look great. I've seen a dog.
They do make it look.
I thought you said dog.
No, that's another. It's another. That's another. Would you
that's
rather?
That's why I said I'm not eating.
Her little
feces.
Ears didn't hear you.
No, dog food. Sorry,
oh, dog food.
Dog food. Yes. So you would rather sniff butts like a dog when you meet someone, or eat dog food for dinner?
Okay,
every night,
I changed
which
my response.
You would have like kibbles and whatever every night. I'd eat if I was going to eat dog. I would do dog food. I wouldn't want to sniff butts.
No,
I would eat a wet dog
no.
food.
I do enough butt kissing in my career.
There you go.
I'm going with the dog
okay,
food.
I'm,
all right.
I'm going dog, with the food. Dog food, too. Now that
wet,
I know it's not dog
wet,
poop.
Good food, you know, gravy train kind of thing. Be all right. Mashed potatoes and gravy train. I don't know. There's, okay. Would you rather be chased by a bear or chased by a lion? Think about that one. Your life depends on it.
A bear. You're, because you can scare away a bear.
Are you sure?
You can make loud noises. Well, it sort of depends on the bear.
What if the bear had therapy and not fear? Then you never scare people.
I think you could scare away a bear, but I don't think you could scare away a lion.
No. Well, yeah, I guess you can't. No, you can't scare a lion.
You know, there's a famous story about a Chicago bear, Walter Payton, who was one of the fastest men in the NFL. And allegedly, they went with a couple of the guys out into a cabin and they were saying that, yeah. Are you concerned that we'll run into a bear? He goes, no. And they said, you seem pretty confident. He goes, you think you can outrun a bear? And Walter Payton said, maybe not, but I can outrun you.
Good move, yeah.
So are we by ourselves?
Bear's gonna, well, no, I guess you're right. I didn't think of that.
As long as whoever I'm with, I think
cannot,
I can run
cannot
faster
run,
than
though.
That. It's got to be a bear because the lion's...
You're
pretty
not
going
to get away from a lion. But then what can a lion climb a tree?
Yes.
Can a lion climb? They can? All right, forget
bears
it.
Bears can,
all right,
too.
I'm going for a bear. Yeah,
Jim Patulski, who is our
fast.
Expert.
But you said I could scare the bear.
Animal expert.
The bear's kind of cute. There's a bear.
Yeah.
A cute little one, right?
Sure, they can't harm you. They're cute.
Yeah. Did you ever see that movie, that documentary, Grizzly Adam, Grizzly Bear?
Is that the one with Leo DiCaprio?
No, it was
oh,
a documentary.
Oh, that was...
That was awful.
Werner Herzog did this documentary.
Yes.
Jim was a guy, I can't remember
I
the name of it.
I know what you're talking about.
But anyway, this guy, he ended up dying, a bear ate him. But he ended up... Sad ending. I gave away the plot. But documentary. So he's with these bears in Alaska, like, every year. And he was, like, you know, hanging out with them. And these wildlife people are like going, you can't do that. Like this is, and he, but the guy did David Letterman and stuff. He's like becoming famous doing this, hanging with these bears. The video was amazing, and he would call it like Chuckles. There's Ernie. There's but. And then I thought as I'm watching, I'm going, you know, just because you give him a name, Chuckles, doesn't make him friendly. Sounds friendly, but he wasn't. And Chuckles ate him. What happened was
Chuckles ate him. That's a true story.
What happened? He stayed a little too long, and Chuckles and him were like kind of fighting for like salmon. And Chuckles won.
Oh, and remember Steve Irwin, too.
Ah.
It didn't end up so well for him either.
No.
Underwater with it. What was it? An eel?
Stingray.
Stingray or something. Yes. Yeah. Yeah. You know, I was watching shows. It's amazing, those people, they go with those, you know, all those crazy wild animals and don't get tarantulas and snakes and don't get stung, don't get killed. No, he did.
Well, eventually, sometimes.
I guess they do. That'd be a weird existence.
So sometimes the bear gets you.
What was the movie sometimes we were trying to think of with Leo DiCaprio where he gets mauled by a bear?
Revenant.
Revenant. That's
yes.
It. Yes, that's
Revenant.
The name.
That was
just
one of the most
tongue.
Horrific scenes I've ever seen in a movie. Is the bear attack on him? Did you see that movie?
I don't remember that. No.
And it was
you would remember
on a true
if you saw
story.
It.
No, I didn't see it.
You would remember it.
Wow.
It is absolutely terrifying.
Really? The bear got Academy Award nomination. Did not win.
Damn it! No, he lost to the. I don't know.
Lost
that that was
Cooper.
A pretty powerful
really
movie.
It was Revenant. Powerful.
Yeah.
Revenant.
You
got to
rent it.
Revenant. Okay.
And it's, you got to see it.
I'll watch it. I'll watch it today. I will.
That guy in there that was in Batman Rises.
Okay.
Who was the bad guy? Remember him?
No. I'm a
Tom Hardy. Thank
Jim
you, Jim.
Jim Potulski knows all of this.
Oh, you know.
Yeah, why don't we book Jim for the show?
Jimmy knows the stuff. So Tom Hardy's in. So he.
Yeah.
Okay.
And Leonardo DiCaprio. It's fantastic.
I'm all in.
You've
never stared me wrong in a movie, Larry.
I'm telling you.
You never have.
And you know what? We might come up with a different answer to that question
after
if we
watch
see
it.
The movie again.
Yeah, maybe we'll go to. I'll come back next week and
maybe
save the lion.
I'll go up against the lion.
All right, here's. Got another one here. Okay, would you rather. Remember, it's the rest of your life. Be followed every day by someone who plays the flute with you. or surprised. 3 times a day by someone who plays the tuba. Like you jump out, like 3 surprises a day where you're just like tired, getting home, like that kind of thing.
Oh, that's easy for
three
me.
3 times
I can't stand
tuba.
Being surprised.
Oh, you can't?
No, not
but
like
you'd
that.
You'd have a guy with a flute behind you all the time.
I don't care. Flute's beautiful.
It is a beautiful instrument.
No,
I'll give you that.
I'm fine with that.
Yeah, I guess, all right. I guess if you could request the songs for the flutist, wouldn't be bad.
Frank, that's you, know, you right? couldn't Frank reach out either and just knock the flute out of his hands,
no,
too.
You can't. No, he's a player.
Is it
his heart out?
A flutist. Flutist or flutist. Flautist?
Flutist. I don't know.
Flutist, Jim?
Flautist, tomato,
I think
tomato.
That's a different.
Flautist. It is flautist.
It is. It's flautist?
See? Marcello knew that one, too.
Flautist.
You're,
okay.
You're having a flautist. It's Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh
that's
East.
A whole different thing altogether,
you're flautist.
Too.
So you're, so you got a flautist.
A 9-inch flute.
Yeah, not, well, I'm oh, to be a 9-inch guy.
But where are we going with this?
where we always go, Sheila.
3 inches shy of a foot.
Right but, in
so,
the hole.
So the flutist is always, I don't know, it'd be bizarre. Like, we'd be on the show right now and have my flute guy behind me. You'd have yours.
My flute
be a
guy.
Battle, flautist battle.
Oh, so, God.
But you want to be scared 3 times a day? Because your life would definitely
handle,
be shortened if your heart had to take that 3 times a day.
I could do it because they know it's coming. Like,
but you don't know when it's
coming. I'd have to pretend.
Yeah, but you don't know when it's coming.
No, you didn't know it's coming.
It could happen in the middle of the night.
I live on the south side. I can get go out to the street again. Jump in the freight. South, tuba guy. Nah, I can handle it.
Okay, you ready?
Larry,
I'm
going to
try.
What are you going for? Oh, go ahead.
See? Ooh. Kind of pleasant. Kind of jazzy.
That's amazing.
No, but then, no,
that you can do that.
No, he's going to jump out at you, don't forget, this thing.
Yeah,
he's got.
So what are you? What
I'm
are
going
you
with the
for?
Flute person.
Are you going flute?
Yeah, I'm flute.
I can't do that. I'd
or flautist.
I'd rather flautist. Go tuba. I mean, come on, 3 times a day, no problem with the tuba. Although you did get me a little bit at night, that would suck. You have to go to the bathroom. Jesus Christ.
And
Jesus.
If you were on a date.
Oh my God!
Just
ready
little,
to have some emotional
you know?
Talk. Oh God.
Yeah, the tuba person could come in and go,
make you mad. Yeah, no, really.
Is that all there is?
Tuba guy. Yeah, where the flute would be
all right,
very
one
magical.
More. One more.
Very magical. Okay, would you rather make a beeping sound when you're stressed or cry confetti when you're sad the rest of your life?
Wait, say that
a
again.
A beeping sound when you're stressed. Like, complete your stress.
Okay.
Beep, beep. You'll know I'm stressed. Jimmy stressed.
Where the hell did you get these?
Beep. You would rather
this sounds like less. One of those
these are
games.
Yeah, that's what's from
hard what cards or
that's what it is. You're when you're stressed, you'd cry confetti. Oh, that'd be kind of cool.
Oh, I'd do confetti. The confetti because I don't
kinda
think
fun.
I'm stressed.
You'd be
that
a happy,
often.
Sad person.
Yeah,
I'd be constantly beeping, so I'm going to go with confetti because
yeah,
I rarely ever cry.
We're performers. We're always stressed.
I don't know why, but
beep.
I'd so like stressed. To cry.
That'd be annoying.
Beep. See,
my flautist.
Every day you'd be going beep, you know,
that and a flute playing.
For me, it would start with a wake up call. You've been there,
guy.
3 a.m.
So I'm getting a picture of this. So,
although my tuba guy,
you're 9 inches tall.
Yes,
and you're followed by a flautist.
No, I'm afraid of.
I'm a tuba player.
Well,
9 inches tall.
Not you.
Oh yeah, you're 9 inches tall. I'm 10 feet tall. The tuba guy,
followed by a flautist
and crying confetti
and a sniffer
and crying confetti.
Kind of a great act.
You skipped that
I
part.
I would be intrigued with you. I'd be totally intrigued. You'd have your own TV show.
My life is just not worth living at this point.
Crying confetti would be funny, kind of, in a weird way. But people would want to make you sad just to make you cry. They would. They would just make me cry.
They do it now.
They do. I know. People would want to see you cry, man. I'd be like, oh, man, tell me some sad story. You know.
At least the tears would be pretty.
They'd be beautiful tears. Yeah. Beautiful tears.
Larry Richard with Jim Krenn, Sheila Hyland. Unfiltered episode 25. God bless. Larry Richard Unfiltered with Jim Krenn and Sheila Hyland, episode 25. I want to thank Bob Bazzelli and Lou Caputo, proprietors of a great wine bar on the south side. It's called 23rd and Vine near the Birmingham Bridge on East Carson, for letting us hang out in the wine cellar. And notice how he lets us hang out when there are no patrons here. Why don't we ask him? Maybe sometime we'll do an evening performance.
We should. Oh, that'd be great. People and drinking wine, the whole deal. Like,
yeah,
a little wine
yeah,
party.
Yeah.
Because there's never any open bottles of wine when we're here.
No, they're all sealed.
There, you come out, we'll get the date.
Yeah, let's do it.
But needless to say, we appreciate Dick Roberts, our producer, Jim Pitolsky, who is going to be a guest in the future. He's our on-site audio engineer, but he's so much more than that. And he's
like a walking computer.
He is. He is. Jim was Jim before Google.
Yeah.
So if you wanted to know something and you were Jim's friend, like we have done multiple times, we all turn, Jim?
So Jim?
You got the answer for that. So, and want to thank Marcello, who has been with us for, 5 weeks now or so? We appreciate joining us. It's a lot of fun. It's an opportunity for us to, you know, with the confines of broadcast, radio, and television, you have a chance to
relax and talk.
Yeah, so if you have any ideas, you can send them to me at larry@kdkradio.com. Guests, we've had some tremendous guests. Speaking of Jim, he's a space aficionado. We had the executive director of the Moonshot Museum, which is going to open on the north side this year. Fascinating story behind why Pittsburgh has been so important. You wouldn't think of us as being maybe the brain trust, but I think everybody's getting the idea with robotics, CMU.
Right.
You know, all these things that are happening
here. Cutting edge city in a way with tech, robots. It's kind of cool.
Yeah. So, Sheila, you going on a trip soon?
Going to Portland in a couple of weeks.
Yeah.
Portland, Oregon.
You're going home.
I'm going home. Yes. But you know,
you have a lot of family left there?
I do still. My dad and two brothers. And then I have a brother that lives in Seattle. But I've lived in Pittsburgh now. I came here in 88. So I've lived here three times as long as I lived in Portland. You know, I was born in L.A., raised in Portland, left there when I was 18, and really haven't been back other than to just visit.
Wow.
You know what's a shame is I've known you a long time, and I consider you to be friendly. But then getting to know you more with doing these podcasts, how cool a person you are. But I got to be honest, every time I see Sheila, I think of her grandfather.
With Marilyn Monroe.
Yeah.
Nude. Oh, that,
yes.
He was
I was going to say Marilyn was nude. My grandfather was he not was nude. We know of.
He was a dry cleaner in Hollywood. And one day he went to deliver Marilyn Monroe's dress. And she opened the door with dressless. Well, she didn't have one to
she
wear.
She had a birthday suit on.
Isn't that amazing?
I mean,
well, she needed the dress, apparently.
But why would
still,
I?
It's amazing.
You know.
So meet my friend Sheila. Hey, tell them about your grandfather. You know, that's so sad.
It's awesome. Such a great opening story, though.
It is.
And Jim, you are the quintessential Pittsburgher. Strip district, years on DVE, stand up, corporate guy, producer, writer, actor, now singer.
And everybody knows you. Everybody knows you stay Jim Krenn. They immediately
know and look
you.
At him. You can't see on the podcast, but he's got this incredible fine corduroy blazer with this under vest.
I got it.
And it's very cool. You look like a Charles Bronson, John Wayne.
You know, he does sort of resemble Charles Bronson.
A little bit.
I didn't think about it before, but
I got the. I got a personal shopper, my 84-year-old mom Lou,
who is a cool lady.
She knows her stuff. She got me a nice jacket.
You made her sound like, you know,
little, yeah, well, I had to
she's
do for the show.
Shuffling around all the time in her sandals with her house dress on, you know, curlers and all that. But when I met her, she's
an
elegant, sweet woman with a great personality.
Lou's got it going on. She's I've met her too. Man. She is.
She picked up, you know.
When's your next big show? Because you just did a stint in Los Angeles up there. In
April 9th at Steamworks. April 9th, I'm there. And actually, I'm doing something on a second, too. We're doing a fundraiser on a second
with TJ.
And TJ. We're doing for autism.
He reached out to me, and I got to get back to him. I'd love to come.
Oh, yeah, you got to come. We'll come second and the ninth. I'm on 2 weeks in a row. TJ always opens for me, so I said open for him. So
TJ is autistic.
Second, yeah.
And he bills himself as the autistic comic.
Yeah, funny, nice guy.
And, you know, I give him so much credit because Jim knows. It's hard to stand up on that stage by yourself and expect people to laugh. You don't want to be the object of laughter, though. And he walks a really fine line, and people are very gracious. But he's funny.
He balances it. Yeah, he has nice material, you know. And
he's funny. And he thinks you're like the man.
Oh, he's a great kid.
And you really help shine a light on him. And John Bento, who owns Steamworks, and Jim Petulski's always been a part of. There's this community of people in this town that really, from an art standpoint, really support each other.
And John's such a good guy, man. He's helped all of us.
And you know who else really looks up to you, too, is Brandon Max, who has 3 million followers on TikTok.
He's a pretty amazing kid. He's really, really talented. You know, it's funny. He's only 20. And he and I have been working together with a lot of the videos. So luckily, fortunately, you know, he's put me in like, maybe 30 videos so far. We're doing some more, but it's funny because you forget how young he is. He's only 20, and we were talking, and we're talking about comedy, and I'm trying to teach him. We're trying to maybe figure out some stand-up aspects of how we can put it on stage and things like that for his act. And I said, Brandon, you remind. He didn't know he's only 20. And I said, you remind me of a young Jerry Lewis, who was a legendary comedian. He's younger. You got to watch these young. So he's, you know,
that's a good call
because he reminds me the way he is a physical comedian,
right?
You know, he's really brilliant in the way he does his physical comedy, and when he does the videos, it's really brilliant because the way he's editing really fast with his mind, the way he sees things that no one else could see, major league talent. That's why he has 2.7 million followers
on TikTok, and
it's pretty cool.
Part of this was the genesis of him having an autoimmune disease, where during the pandemic they had to move away from the area, couldn't be in the school with kids. You know, that's a really tough time to go through that period where you don't have friends. And because of that, you know, he was disconnected. So him and his dad, Saul Markowitz, who is a brilliant marketeer, you know, Brandon, they started this whole thing over a grilled cheese sandwich. And it grew into this following of 2.7 million. And we had him on the podcast. And I was amazed he put a little video with us in it.
In minutes, right?
And how he did that, edited on the fly, and then threw it up. And we got, what, a couple hundred thousand views?
We did 10 videos the other day on Sunday. And he was just doing within, like breathing. Like, just the ideas. Okay, we'll do this, we'll do this.
You're right. His mind is like a computer.
I've been doing comedy 35 years, but I'm listening to him, how he's doing it. Like what to say, how to say it. He's a director too.
Yeah, he knows exactly how he wants it to look, and he knows exactly what he wants you to say.
So let's be honest, we're hoping to get on Brandon Max coattails.
Well, 2.7 million, that's pretty phenomenal if you think about it. I mean, you think about, like, what's Seth Meyers' show get? Maybe 3 million a night, maybe, or something like that, probably in that ballpark, 3 to 4 million, maybe, late night. So think about that. So it's
a lot of followers.
So look on the top 20 cable station. Look at the numbers. 2.7, that's a lot of people.
And what do you do with
that? Watch a show or listen to a show.
So do you look at TikTok, Sheila?
Oh, yeah. I am, too. It's very easy to get addicted to TikTok.
You know what? I'm embarrassed to say.
You do yet?
Yeah, I do. I sit there, and I say, well, you know, and a couple of notifications come up on TikTok, and you're like, if I go down this rabbit hole, and then you flip.
It's like eating chocolate. You know, can't stop.
They know like what you like, so the video comes up more like what you like. Mm-hmm. So there's two things that you'll see on my videos: beautiful women, and little monkeys. I love monkey videos.
Okay,
I don't know what it is.
Wait, women and little monkeys?
Little monkeys.
That's weird.
That's really weird.
I want a monkey. No,
we need Dr. Phil.
Okay, women and monkeys.
What is wrong with you?
Here's the question. Do the women that you're seeing know that you like little monkeys?
Oh, no. They would never even talk to me. These women are beautiful. But
that's what I'm saying.
The little monkey. But the little monkeys are so cute. There's one. I watch like a regular show. Like there's like regular monkeys that are like big stars. Like it's one he likes Play-Doh.
Can you believe listening to this,
there's
Larry?
One monkey.
I don't know if he's walking us down.
He washes the house. He washes. He does dishes. He does the floor.
Monkey
I want him
videos.
So bad.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I want him so bad. I have him in my condo. I let him loose and he'd go. He'd clean the place. We sparkle. Right now, I'd come back. The monkey, I'd be clean. The monkey would have everything. Dishes. You see him do the dishes. He like does them real nice, wipes them off and stuff. Little monkey. It's,
all right.
It's crazy.
Do Dr. Phil analyzing you while you like monkeys.
What is wrong with you with your monkey? You're an idiot. That's what it is. You're an idiot.
That's a beautiful thing. Well,
what do you like to watch on TikTok?
Yeah, what do you? Come on, tell the truth.
I'm telling you.
Yeah, tell us your dirty little secrets.
I'll watch.
I'll get you hooked on
since COVID, it started with that tiger guy, and I felt filthy after watching every episode.
Oh, yeah, I watched that.
And I know there's a movie out now with what's her name from Saturday Night Live.
Jim?
No, the woman.
Yeah, Kate McKinnon.
She's playing. Who is it, Jim?
Movies. I think
the
Catwoman. I'm sorry.
No, yeah. She's playing Carol Baskin.
Carol, that's it. Carol Baskin. Yeah.
Oh, there's a movie on it.
Yeah, a movie.
About Tiger King.
Yeah. But Tiger King. So what do I watch? I watched The Marvelous Miss Maisel.
I love that show. Yeah.
Which was enjoyable. I watched Ozarks.
Mm-hmm.
I watched Great. Succession. I watched Peaky Blinders. Mm-hmm. Have you ever heard of any of them?
I
right?
have.
I've been
yeah,
watching
all of them.
Sure. Absolutely.
Peaky Blinders
and I'm watching
is good
this
too.
New one with the girl that was in Ozarks who plays the true to life heiress who swindled people out of money in New York.
Anna Sorokin.
Yes.
Yes. That's a great series.
Did you watch it?
I did. I watched
is
it
worth,
all.
I'm,
yeah,
I'm through
it's
episode
very good.
One.
Yeah. At first, I couldn't quite get a hold of the accent that she has.
Yeah, she has a weird accent.
But then you find out that the real life Anna Sorokin is from Russia and then lived in Germany. So she has sort of a Russian-German accent.
It's unique.
It's very unique.
Huh.
But wait a minute. I was talking TikTok.
Yeah, it's okay.
You mean what shows up on my
right.
TikTok?
Yeah,
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm
no,
sorry.
That's like
but
going
I did like
all
to
right.
hear
I like
the shows
your
you
shows,
watch.
And I've been watching Yellowstone. Yellowstone's the greatest.
Like Jim says, you'll be
whatever
watching
like.
Now from Ukraine these short videos of things that are going on there. It just breaks your heart.
Yeah,
and you want to
heartbreaking.
And then you'll go from that to some prank that someone's doing for 15 seconds where they put clear tape in front of a doorway and a guy opens the door and then he starts yelling. Yeah, I mean, and then you go, this is just bizarre. And then there'll be...
I got to turn in little monkeys. I swear to God, you'll be lost. You'll love them.
I just look at whatever there.
What you get one monkey video. You stop. Then you hit over all of his monkey videos. Watch a few of them.
And then
they'll
know.
Pick up. They're like, hey.
Your monkey business.
All types of
monkey.
What do you
I
watch?
Think, well, I think
do
you,
guys
you
come out
search,
and.
You can search what topics you're interested in.
But I didn't.
TikTok.
I never search. I just
no,
go with whatever they're doing.
All right. So I it runs the gamut. And okay, I have to admit, I get some monkey videos too.
Thank you.
A limited amount.
I'm a connoisseur.
But a lot of relationship advice pops up on mine,
and I'm
not sure what to read into
that. Oh yeah, occasionally there's a woman who leans into the camera and tells you, as a guy, what you need to know.
Yeah. And is it helpful?
No.
Good stuff.
Okay.
And then you just keep flipping through, and next thing you know, 20 minutes went by. You're like. Why?
Yes.
You feel bad.
Right now, I'm kind of hooked on this little chihuahua whose name is Franny.
See?
And she's...
Like a monkey, like chihuahua, same thing.
Well, it's not quite the same thing, but okay.
Well,
it's a dog versus monkey, but... Yeah. And she's a little tiny chihuahua. She goes out and greets the postman every single day, Postman Dan. And so they have this little loving relationship
bond.
Between the postman
Until
and
she
little
tells
dog.
It, does the dishes.
Sheila would, naturally, Sheila would like the
that's
chihuahua because she's only 9 inches tall.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So that's a big dog
we're
to her.
Chihuahua
yes,
fans.
We're good friends, the chihuahua and
all right.
You, Larry's a chihuahua, Larry the dog.
Next week, we're doing something.
Yeah, yeah, something.
We got guests.
Yeah, what are we doing next week?
No, we haven't
locked in. I'm putting
you on the spot.
It's Brian Drusky.
Okay, Brian.
You know the guy that books all the shows now in town? He went through hell through the pandemic, but he is back in a big way. And how does all that come about? And I got a question. What about those processing fees that the ticket companies tack on? We're going to get you right to the bottom of it.
Fired up already.
Yeah. All right. That's Larry Richard Unfiltered. Jim Krenn, Sheila Hyland, episode 25. Again, I want to thank Jim Patulski, our on-site producer and audio engineer. Dick Roberts, I want to thank Marcello. Thank you, Marcello. And we'll see you next time. That's a wrap.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.